Yo, what's good? It's the Hard Food Podcast.
Back again.
My name's
Back Juicy. Again.
Not over my name. Come on. Respect the name.
Go on.
Do you press record?
Yeah.
My name's Juice English.
Saxon. Yeah.
And this is episode 6 of the Hard Food Podcast. What we saying? What's good? How we doing?
What?
All good. Like, subscribe, share, all them things.
Come on, man. The
formalities. I'm not here to play. Formalities, get me.
Ever since.
Let's go.
Timbo slice in the building.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a good week. It's going to be a good episode. Yeah. DJ in the building.
Damn.
Yeah.
We need that.
It's mad because, like, from here.
Work ain't stressing him out this week still.
Nah, because it looks bare dark over there. I'm seeing pure teeth, so I know it's been a good week. I can tell the eyes are closed, looking like a Stevie Wonder album cover.
Giving it his all.
Yeah. Love but that. Yeah, man. Share, like, subscribe. No, subscribe first and then share. And then,
Like first, subscribe.
And then share it in it. What order should they do it in?
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like first.
Are we going to ask for comments?
Share, subscribe.
I don't want to ask for the comments, though. Because then it's forced.
We need comments.
But okay, comment if you feel like, if you ever feel like comment there's something that you want to comment on.
Yeah.
Share the episode, share the profile.
Share.
You know how it goes.
But also, thanks for the engagement.
Thank you.
The engagement's been alright. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the feedback.
I must say, the media team been going ham.
They've been doing their thing still. Shout out Sharon.
Yeah, hold tight. Sharon.
Ashaz.
Yeah, man. I was getting a bit flustered. On behalf of Shaz, you know.
Yo, fam, there's no award, you know.
On behalf of Shaz.
Just the appreciation for Shaz. She's
been putting in work, man.
It's been a long journey for Shaz.
For Shaz?
Yeah, for Shaz.
She's been going
through so much.
Okay. Shaz Wales.
Yeah. Okay.
Was it Shaz Wales? I'm lost.
Never mind.
Right.
Yeah, how's everyone's week been? How's your week been,
Juice? You go first.
My week has gone very quick and it's been all right. Played some football. Work's been busy. Trying not to focus on negatives because I actually have a lot of positives going on in life. But, you know, you just focus on the negatives, the hiccups, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to ignore the negatives a bit because it's actually positives. I'm getting a lot of, like, what's the word? Good vibes, help when needed, you know? Like, imagine I've had no car for coming up to 2 months. And I ain't been able to not get nowhere. You get me? So, week's been alright.
Won't he do it?
That's alright.
He will.
Yeah, and she will. If you believe God is a woman.
Ariana Grande.
The thing is, you still do need to look at the negatives.
No, look at focus. I mean, I'm trying not to focus on negatives. Cool. I do spend too much time on the hurdles in life. You know what I mean? But sometimes I've already got 1 foot over the hurdle.
You know what I need to do right now? It's we're playing Sounds of Blackness, Optimistic.
That's it. Why? You man, I shook for this. Why? YouTube got you so shook?
Group, yeah, they will pull.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Because the gospel.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah,
they want to get paid.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord,
they should be trying to.
They want
in the name of the Lord, you better pay them ducats.
Get me.
They got enough in the concession. Is that what it's called?
In offering plate.
Praise the Lord. For my royalties.
Exactly.
Pay the Lord. I hear that. How's your week been?
A mixed bag. I think sometimes you look at situations and you're just like, yo, like, it's a sink or swim time. And the only person that can get you through that time is yourself, and sometimes when it comes to really going to work and getting the work done and doing what you have to do, mm-hmm. sometimes you just have to just like, yo, you have times where you're like, all right, cool. I have an inkling that things will be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And then there's times you're just like, yo, I just need to keep grafting, because if I don't, it's just going to go belly up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because your mindset has to be completely like concrete, you have to just like focus on your chat, on the goal, go and do what you have to do, and then you will be successful. It's one of them ones, man. Like sometimes you see like self-employment.
Yeah.
What are you playing?
Huh?
This is not inspirational music.
It's inspirational.
It's
music?
Not inspiring. Oh, man. It's not inspiring me.
I keep going. Keep going.
It's not inspiring me. This is not inspiring me. This sounds like
you've ruined his week.
Intro to a Netflix movie.
That's you've ruined his week. Pixar film.
Inspiring. This is inspirational.
Is that? Is
right. No copyright.
No copyright.
No copyright music. Okay. Yeah, that's why there's not that bite to you know.
You know, it sounds like it's like next year coming to Netflix.
Oh, you know, it's actually inspiring cinematic music.
Yeah, where a woman's driving the car. Hair's blonde and just blown in the wind, and she's driving in like some fields. It's like, driving to a destination. Yeah. Of
this one's inspirational romantic music.
Oh. Why are you playing romantic music?
It's a room full of men.
Jesus Christ, don't let Shaz in it. It's me,
anyhow.
That's Sharon.
Not too bad, Tim. What's Sharon. Your week saying?
You know, I was interested more in your week right now too, because you're saying like it felt like you're going through something and yeah.
I was gonna say, but was you gonna?
We weren't really done.
Not gonna get deep. You got
not deep.
Bro.
What you gonna say? Because you was kind of like hinting at like
what you gotta see is like sometimes even when things aren't peak, you gotta look as if they are. Because at the end of the day, you got to. Because the thing is, this is where complacency comes in, and it's like you see when, for example, like see self-employment.
Yeah,
I look at it and I think sometimes, like, it's all on you.
Facts.
It's all on you. Your grind is how you get paid.
Yeah.
You get me? And the fact is, sometimes things look hella peak in the distance, but you're thinking to yourself, okay, cool. Let me just grind out this period here so that that can be a bit more patterned. And sometimes when you're really looking at things in the long scale, you're like, yo, it's like you're kind of looking into an abyss. Abyss of bills.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, because you're self-employed, you have the power to kind of like control what's going on. And this is one thing where I look back at and I think, yo, being at the mercy of someone else who pays you, you kind of get like, in some situations, depends on your job role, and it depends who you're working for and with. Sometimes you get into a point where, oh, it's all right. I get paid at such and such day.
Yeah, and a sense of security
time,
in it.
But at the same time...
it's also complacency.
At the same time, though, in the back of your mind, you're like, yo, on any given day, my man can just say to me, you know what? You're done. Gone.
Well, yes, yeah, no, because you can take him to tribunal.
Yeah, but that's long.
Well, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
But in the meantime...
At the end of the day, you could just say a person has control. But the thing is, even though with self-employment, you're more in control in that aspect, but on the flip side, it's all on you.
It's the pressure. You know, you have to make it happen.
So, then, bro, like, you just got to kind of, like, keep grafting, keep your head focused, and just drive on. Just, like, obviously, things will come up, but you have to just keep focused, keep driving forward, and you'll get to your goals, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean. So, yeah, keep working hard, people.
The media team's going to clip that. I'm going to let Shaz know.
Oh, thanks, Shaz.
Yeah. What are you saying, DJ?
Tell Shaz, stop making me look crazy.
You're doing it yourself. I mean, Shaz said you're doing it yourself. What are you saying, DJ?
I'm back in the country. Shit weather.
Oh, yeah, you went on holiday.
It's a holiday, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was back in the country.
Thought he was looking extra Christmas though. I don't know.
Back with the whack weather. Notice. Came back this morning. Hella delays.
Came back this morning? You don't want to be here, you don't even want
to
be here.
Yeah, no, I was ready to come back still. I was there for 8 days, and by the fifth day, I was like, I want to go home.
Yeah. 8 days.
DJ's that was Turkey. Sick of these niggas. Turkey. I want to go home.
You went to check Wolf of Zahar?
I wanted to get a Fenerbahce top still, but
I see.
I couldn't find one locally that was real anyway.
Okay.
Because everything was fake, and I was like,
Galatasaray, isn't it? Yeah.
Fenerbahce shirt with like an extra
Zahar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the sea was backwards. Yeah. I was like, unprovoked. I don't know. Yeah, like, I was like, yeah, I don't know about this one still.
Yeah.
Shout out turkey, though.
I'll take turkey and chickens.
Apart from, what was his name? He used to play for Inter Milan and Fenerbahce. What was his name? That racist one. And someone kicked him up.
Yeah.
You know who I'm on about, yeah.
I know who you're on about.
He was my man who played for Ghana.
Yeah, the Black Eaton, they mashed works on him after he'd done some...
It is the other geezer. What was his name? In their midfield, it was Essien and this Zakora.
Yeah.
Didier Zakora. Yeah. Kicked him up.
Doing him in still.
I can't remember the geezer's name, but Zakora.
He's a footnote, isn't it? He's a footnote, though.
Yeah, it was my great.
Zakora, bad boy, kicked him up. Well done. Yeah, carry on.
No, I think that was it still. I don't know. I just kind of zoned out thinking about earphones. I ain't got no earphones.
Oh, you ain't got earphones?
Nah.
You don't realise that because you haven't got a car?
Within the car?
I think I said it a few weeks ago. And I said I ain't got no earphones. I ain't really been able to keep my ear to the street musically. Okay. You know what I mean? I ain't really listened to music like that.
Okay.
What earphones did you use to
have?
I used to have the Beats studio woods.
In-ears.
Mm.
Then fry your brain, but anyway.
Probably.
But so what have you been listening to?
Nothing.
Okay. Do any music?
When?
This past few weeks.
Nah.
Nah. None.
Nothing.
Not even the Diddy album.
Well, yeah, I listened to Diddy album. Nah, I listened to Diddy album last night. Did this album, and then I realized, yo, I haven't listened to music in ages, so I was actually really looking forward to this Diddy album. Obviously, the album is it called Love or
Love,
is he called Love? The Love album. So
the Love album.
I seen that. I was like, okay, let me light two candles. You get me? Make the room feel lovable. You get me? And you know, I got the Wi-Fi bulbs that you can control the color and
the hues. And
I said, you know, okay, the album. Right, yeah. The album cover's red. Let me get the red bulb and, you know, make the neighbors think I'm doing prostitution and that.
That's what I'm going to say, like, don't do that. Because I remember I used to have...
get some random knocks.
All the red lights
just kick off my door.
I swear, like...
But what
I
happened,
it just made my head feel funny. Honestly, I felt like I was in hell and I was watching some... Honestly, it made me feel really off.
He's in literal hell. Like.
Yeah, I was like...
what
no,
I'm saying?
No, stop.
Yeah, nah, I didn't have it too intense, to be fair. It was more like a... pink, if anything, but
pink, calm pink,
kind of pink. It was meant to be red, but then I just put the brightness up a bit. You know what I mean? But
tints and that tint.
Yeah, I listened to the Diddy album last night.
What do you think of it?
What do I think of it? I feel like. What did you think of it?
Okay. Yeah, I'll say it for you.
I'll
album
say
year,
it.
Yeah, album of the year.
Nah.
I will say, you know what it is?
Eddie was the worst thing about the album.
You know what it is? Him. You know what it is? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I think, it's not crap, but it ain't it.
But wait, in 2023, was we expecting, like,
bro,
a good Diddy album?
You know what? The thing
honestly.
Was, the thing was, you see, the whole album.
Mm.
I was getting a headache listening to it.
Mm. So I was getting similar sensations.
Full on. It's like, it feels like the same frequency and same kind of song all the way through. And I'm just like, yo, this is hurting my head.
Thanks, because that's kind of, that's why I asked what you thought of it. Because like, I was getting...
I'm not saying it's crap.
Nah, it's not a bad album.
You know what, you know what? I played the album today, and I'm like, bro, like, this is like, so part of it, it's like a whirlwind of emotions. So one part of it.
It's love.
Bro.
It's not really that love. There ain't really that much.
It do my head in. So basically, part of the album, I was sitting there listening to it. I was chatting to the wife and I said, you know what this sounds like? I said, this music sounds like someone's broke up with their girl, and... the moping and the feel sorry for themselves. And it's like I'm watching it on a film. Mm. And this is the music in the background for some of it. And Diddy was the worst part of the album. He just destroyed like so many songs. And I was actually looking at trying to listen to songs that he wasn't on.
Was he rapping on this?
His rapping was horrendous. It's still crap. So basic. So, but I think to myself, yo, you just need to go back.
Still not friends.
Either call Jada, say, yo, Jada, I beg you, just write this album for me.
Yeah.
Because like you used to do for me back in the day, because my bars are whack. And it's like, the album itself, I just felt like, I get it, love, I get it. But, bro, like, what else?
You know what? I felt
and it's
like,
long, you know?
See, I felt like the album, yeah, was just very disjointed, very directionless. Like, I feel like... Okay, you know, like Metro does an album. Obviously, it's Diddy, so it's a producer album, I guess. Yeah. You get me? That's how you'd say it.
But so, even so.
But then you have the Metro sound, but you have a few anchors.
Okay, cool. So, you know what I mean? This.
You're gonna have your Young Thug, you're gonna have Travis, you're gonna
have
Savage, you're gonna have the anchors. I feel like Diddy wasn't a strong enough anchor to make me like the album.
But even the sounds of the album, there's parts of the album, where he tries to go like 70s funk, and I'm like, with what you're doing, it don't work. It doesn't work.
Yuck.
With some of the did you hear the little parts of it?
Yeah, I would even say it didn't work. I don't think it worked any worse than anything else.
No, but you know, because it was all bad. In my opinion, it was all bad.
I wouldn't say the album was bad.
Yeah,
but it wasn't great. The R&B-ness of it was kind of R&B. And if you're listening to, let me just say this one thing.
You said the R&B and it was R&B. Fair enough, but at the same time. For me, the album sounded dated.
That's what I was going to say.
It sounded very...
It sounded like...
What's that? Last Trans Paris?
Yeah, that's
right. Around that era of music, of R&B. Yeah, and because I was like, yo, bro, it's 2023. That can't really work now. And doing that same kind of sound and that same kind of like vibe over this many tracks, it just does my head in. And it was doing my head in.
I was thinking the album is... I said it sounds dated, and because it's from Diddy, it sounds like you young people don't know what you're doing. Like,
yeah, this is every time he started rapping, I was just like, shut up, man.
You know what I mean?
See, but
just shut up.
And music has moved on from that, but what are you expecting from Diddy except from that?
But just produce, don't talk.
I think it needed a younger anchor.
But I don't think it was for that age. Diddy's 50-something.
No, but Diddy's...
He's younger person. He's probably 30-something. That still relates to what his sound is.
Yeah, bro, no, but when I say younger, I don't mean one of the kids. I mean...
Who was the main producer on the album?
You know what? If there was...
I don't know who produced on that.
If we had Rick Ross on the album popping up very frequently...
But that's still to serve like the 30-somethings.
No, I know, but it felt like it was for the 50-somethings.
Bro...
But
40s and 50-somethings, yeah.
But it didn't have the vibe of it. I don't know.
Because he was desperately trying to be a young nigga.
Desperately trying.
And he's not.
I think he was... he's used it to really push Jazzy. Because Jazzy's all over this album.
Yeah.
All over that
album. Other than
who's that?
Jazzy and Nova Wife.
Other than those two... On one of the tunes.
No one else appears more than once.
The tune with Jacquees and Fab was all right until he came onto it.
No, I'll tell you what song was good. The Justin Bieber song.
That was all right.
That's a good song.
I could probably give you 15 good songs off the album. The album didn't have bad music on it. As an album, it just felt like a forced piece.
It seemed forced.
Yeah.
The whole thing seemed forced. Like, I'm trying to search for relevance.
Yeah, we didn't need that.
I'm putting this out to kind of like to be in the marketplace.
But you know what? I also think that the thing with Diddy is going to serve his American fan base that are of. It's like because we're not the target audience for it.
Who is Mary? Mary?
No, your older statesman is going to say on the sound. Weird, but like your Joe Buddens, because they're gonna love it, because it's gonna be like, oh, this is new old stuff.
How about we just keep old stuff?
Like the one song that he had on there, fam, I was like, oh, I didn't need a hit maker flip. Which but one? It wasn't. It's just like a, one of the songs.
Bro, yeah, my man, I didn't need a hit maker flip. Phil Collins drums.
Yeah.
From I Can Feel It in the Air Tonight. And I was like, don't do that.
Yeah. Is that what's taking place?
Yes.
Yeah. Does it. I feel like there's a lot of overproduction.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's horrible. Nasty work.
Overproduction. It was nasty.
Nasty work.
It didn't feel like a natural vibe. I didn't mind it.
I felt embarrassed for him.
I didn't mind it.
I didn't like it.
I didn't mind it.
Horrendous.
But there was a lot of that. There was a lot of forced. Again, the 70s flips.
Yeah.
It just felt like it was forcing the old stuff on us. You know what I mean? But not even done in a way. Again, if you had Biggie, just someone to say, yo, this is actually being done Biggie for AI. The sake of music.
AI Biggie.
Yeah, even Biggie AI.
Would have helped.
Just something to say, yo, this isn't just me trying to show you that R&B is old. And
but that's all it could be? What other reason does he have to make music in 2023?
If Tank... Tyrese, one of them in January. If them man dropped an album now and
it actual sounded R&B like, artist,
and it sounded like that, you'd say, okay, these men are making an album for naturally, basically. This is how
it was exactly. Organic. But what reason?
If you listen to Tank's music, Tank's music is R&B.
He's and sensational.
His last album, it's just R&B music, and it's like baby making music.
Okay,
it's in that vein.
Go back even more than Babyface, Jodeci. If them man made it out. Oh, fam.
Why has he brought Casey out, man?
Yeah.
Let Casey stay where he is, man. Leave him alone. He didn't ask for this.
Don't trouble that man.
Do not trouble him. Leave him alone.
What did you say, DJ?
Don't trouble that man.
The album. Obviously, it's not about that album. There's too much going on the album.
Way too much. Like, who is... Is one of them's name something for real, for real?
Kalen.
What is that?
Kalen Furfur.
Yeah. Well, that was once again, that's probably a younger artist that he's hooked up with. But it's like, I don't know. If I'm honest, I feel like if I was critiquing the album, which I am, I'm going to call it a swing and a miss. That's what I'll call it.
Diddy was never the best at that whole producer thing that he does anyway.
I wouldn't even say swing and a miss. I'd say the ball went past him and he didn't even lift up the bat.
Yeah,
I think it's swing and a miss because...
Kind of like how the man's keeper tried to save that shot the other day.
he tried certain and I don't think it landed for me anyways.
It's kind of one of them ones where I get the intention. However, no.
There's listenable just don't music do it. On there. There is listenable
yeah,
music.
Yeah, a lot.
There's some.
No, there's good. A lot. There's going
there's
to
a lot.
Be.
There's not a lot.
The 27 tracks.
Yeah, there's a
27.
Lot.
27.
No, yeah. In terms of like actually listening, you can listen to a lot, but the thing is, by about track 15, you get a headache.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can't listen to this album. I can't listen to this album again.
I've never had a headache from an album, you know.
I can't listen to this again from start to finish.
I can't listen to it full stop.
But I can point out 15 good songs in it now.
I never finish it.
I didn't finish it.
I can point out 15 good songs, but I ain't listening to this from start to finish again.
I had a headache, man. Head was killing me, you know.
I'm looking for that song that you said, for real, for real. Because I feel like I remember seeing the name and liking the song.
Kalen, FRFR.
Kalen, for real, for real.
For real?
For real.
For real, for real?
The Jeremiah one.
Yeah.
I liked.
And even.
Oh, you know what I hated?
What?
The nasty interlude.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to pause that still.
I didn't need that. Yes.
I
unnecessary.
But the Kim Porter song. Nice.
I never heard that. I didn't get that far into the album. Didn't get that far into the album.
And Space afterwards.
I'm not listening to that album ever again.
But if you can listen to some songs from it, just you know, close your eyes. And,
no.
You know what I mean?
I haven't listened to it.
Comparison that you just made makes sense. Nicholas Jackson's four games.
I'd rather not take
versus Gabriel Jesus's illustrious career.
You asked me the question.
Then he offers a lot more than what Nicholas Jackson has offered in four games. Of course, he has played many more games than Nicholas Jackson. I already understand. I'm asking if you get that concept.
Juice is mad angry.
How many games?
Calm down.
He's vexed. fuming.
It's not making sense.
He's fuming. He's fuming.
Jesus, fuming.
His club's in the mud and he's fuming.
I'm not fuming. It just makes no sense.
That's what someone who's fuming would say.
Not really. I'm resigning because it makes no sense.
Look at this. Jesus, rattled, you know.
Nah, I'm rattled.
DJ got you on the rope, dog.
You know, no. I'm rattled, yeah. No, I'll say what I'm rattled. I'll say what I'm rattled and then I'm just done. I'm rattled because I expected better from you.
You said no, don't
I expected a
me.
Lot better from
you. He's trying to flip it on him.
Because
I
even just said, yo, I even just said, like, yo, I agree with you because you chat sense.
Yeah.
And you chat sense as well, usually. I don't know what that was. I don't know what.
Look at it. I told you he's not finished. I
don't know what that was.
Wait, no, because, okay, now I'm going to jump on your logic. So, by your logic, I'm not allowed to say that Gabriel Jesus is better than Nicholas Jackson.
No, that's not what I said.
Because I've only seen Nicholas Jackson play four games. Is that not the same logic?
Okay, Juicy's regrouping.
It's not the same logic. That sounds like the same logic to me.
You said guard back up. Nicholas Jackson is a bag of pants because he's missed a lot of chances in four games.
A lot of silly chances.
And then you also said Gabriel Jesus is not a clinical finisher. Like Nicholas Jackson isn't a clinical finisher.
There's levels.
But he's a better player.
He is?
Comparing four games.
Don't look at me.
To Gabriel Jesus is 100.
What you bring me into this? I'm not in this. That's you.
No, because
that works, though.
I'm making.
Am I supposed to be the logic?
I just need to. I'm making sense in what I'm saying.
Allegedly, you are the ref.
I'm making sense in what I'm saying.
What you don't need to come to me for validation.
I do.
He's seeking validation. He needs the
validation from the guy that's
validate Juice's feelings about Nicholas Jackson. I don't know why he's riding so hard for Nicholas Jackson. Either, by the way.
Yeah, you are. I'm saying what you said doesn't make sense.
This whole rattling has been because you want to defend Nicholas Jackson.
It's not even. I'm rattled because you said something wild, and I expected better. Like,
I'm trying to sugar off.
That's fine.
I'm ready to pod.
That's fair.
Act like you don't care.
Just reintroducing me there, innit?
See, Juice is vexed now. He's vexed now.
I'm not vexed.
Juice, look at this disdain. Look at this disdain on his face. Look at it. You want to say, come on, go on, carry on.
I'm annoyed with you now.
Me?
Yeah. Because you know, he ain't making no sense. But you're more focused on me being rattled than the argument making sense.
Yeah.
So I'm just going
to
sit back because...
It's fun
you can't sit back in a pod, yeah?
No, I've been the topic changes. I got nothing to say about Nicholas Jackson and Gabriel Jesus.
But what?
But go on.
Nah, just let it out, man. Just let it out.
No, there's nothing more to say. Not in this room. Not in this room, anyway.
Just don't talk now.
Not in this room.
Yo, when the camera goes up, he's going to carry on.
No, not in this room. No, it's right.
Anyway, so...
Talk, man. Don't.
Nah, the football talk's done anyway. We're talking about Didi.
We're back. Some mad technical difficulties.
But we managed to...
No, they don't need to know that. Adrian went toilet.
Oh, but things cut off and then... And all that kind of stuff.
That is also true.
Yeah, so we
shout
back.
Out Apple and Steve Jobs.
Yeah, hold tight. Well, no, rest in peace, innit?
Nah, fuck Steve Jobs.
Nah, don't
do
that,
man. Yo,
you man seen
the
new... Yo, yeah, you didn't
say... Have you man seen the Apple, the iPhone 15?
Yeah.
The same as the 14.
I got it in my pocket. Oh.
What?
No, I got the 13 in it.
Now.
Yeah.
Now, but no gas here. Did you see like the trailer? Like it was like 5 minutes.
Oh, no damn phone trailer.
I watched it. And you know what? You know what's mad? It kind of like 0.1% thinking, should I get that phone? I was like, nah.
Only for you to get it and realize it's the exact same as the phone already have.
But the thing is, yeah, the mad selling point was, it's made out of titanium. It was used in space. And I was like, but bro, like,
that's older.
I'm like, nah, it didn't sound me. Oh, like, but bro, okay, like, yeah. I'm not going to space, so I don't need that.
No intention of going to space.
Titanium. I was like, so? So
what?
Does it ring?
Was that supposed to be exciting?
Yeah, yeah.
They thought they were selling bust down jewelry to black folk with that one. That's how they thought it was going to come off in it. They thought niggas was going to be like, titanium, gotta get that. Yeah.
Exactly, but And they were talking about is
that bust down? Is that bust down?
Bust down.
Is that the equivalent, like, for white people? Like?
The bezel.
Titanium.
Titanium iPhone.
Yeah. Bust down?
Black people got,
got that new tight izzy. You got the new tight izzy. He's slacking.
Juice is still rattled.
He's still rattled.
Hammerad.
Man can't even pronounce words.
It's funny.
Yo. Yeah, yo. It's 25 to 12, yeah. 4 days into the work week. I burnt 1,576 calories, yo, 75 exercise minutes.
Yo, man's 16 rattled,
stand
know.
Hours. I'm tired, fam.
No way, man. Reading out all his statistics for the day.
I'm tired. I'm not rattled.
Yo,
I'm tired.
It's all right.
I'm tired.
Hangry.
I've got no monster left. I've actually not even had dinner.
It's all right.
Yeah, I just finished playing football.
Yeah. It's all right, man. It's all right.
It's okay. Yeah? It's okay, man.
I'm not rattled.
He's not rattled. Juice isn't rattled.
You know that advert where, you know, before the person eats the Snickers in the advert? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not myself. Until I get some nuts.
But yeah. did you, man, hear the Drake single?
Yo, what's wrong with Drake? What's wrong with Drake? Yo.
That song is awful.
Awful.
Awful. Like, it's not even remotely good.
Horrendous.
I won't do that. I won't do
trash.
That.
Trash.
Because I feel like it would be a decent song to end the album.
Poop this week.
Exactly. It would be a great song if it stayed on the hard drive.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? What makes a song bad?
All of it.
Go on.
Everything about
that song
is horrible.
You know what it is? I listen to that, I listen to that, and I think because Drake is Drake and because he gets a pass on everything, he thinks he can put out low effort music, low quality music, and people will suck it up, and they will. Don't get me wrong, they will. However, those people that actually kind of a bit more selective in what is they deem as good and passable, they'll be like, what are you doing? You're better than that. And it kind of like shows to me that he's kind of like, oh, just take whatever.
It's literally...
But it sounded like he was trying hard, though. Like
he was trying,
as in, like, it sounded like he was trying to sing bare hard in it. Like, he knows he's on a track with SZA. So my take on the tune is, SZA, whoever mixes SZA's vocals, they've got it unlocked in it. Her vocals sound exactly the same on any tune that she's on, and it's been that way for the past 3 years, let's say. Any tune she's been on, her vocals sound the exact same.
Yeah.
Now, Drake's come on this tune, and he knows that her vocal's going to have a certain quality of singing. He could have had two options. He could have rapped or he could have sang. He should have rapped. He chose to sing. In that, he's trying to sing bare hard to match how silky SZA's vocals are going to sound.
It's not going to happen.
And it's not going to happen.
It
just sounded horrible. I'm not saying that he put bare effort into it, but he was trying. He tried a ting.
He tried very hard to do said ting.
You know when someone how do I explain this now? You know when someone's trying hard, but they're also trying. You know when someone's trying hard, but not so hard where it looks like they're trying hard. It looks like
Drake does continuously.
No, but it looks like if people laugh at it, I was trying to make you laugh anyway. You know, I didn't take it serious anyway. Yeah, but you can tell the trade.
We'll talk shit about him. And then he'll write a diss track to someone and say some bullshit. So I wasn't even trying anyway.
Yeah.
Didn't even care. That was a throwaway.
He's got that out. Like,
shut up, man.
I just don't get what's wrong with him. Have you actually listened to what he's saying in the song?
No. I was listening to the melody and the efforts of singing. I was just like, nah, bro, it's not the one.
It hurt, man. It hurt my ears. I thought I wasn't expecting the ballad style 6/8 drums.
Me neither.
That threw me off.
It's not the lyrics.
What?
Man came prepared.
No way.
No, because I've been listening to the song a few times. I don't mind the song too much because I do kind of like the. Like, it's a bit of a guilty pleasure, you know, the waltz, the free beats.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't really feeling it still.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. You know, you do that. You've kind of got me a little bit. But like, listen to what you're saying. I like.
Go on now.
Yeah. Fam, this is, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you girls. I feel like you don't need love. You need someone who can micromanage you. You know what I'm saying? Tell you right from wrong, who's smart from who's the fool, which utensil to use for which food. Like, I got a schedule to attend to though. I can't really. Like, that's how he opens the song. Is that not a bit
not
like...
I'm not gonna say which doctor.
What's wrong with you? But, like, This is your lead single to your song. Like this.
And he's pushed back the album.
Yeah, but like,
this is trash.
Did you just hear what?
Yes.
And then like, just, you bitches really get carried away, making mistakes. Then you beg me to stay. Got me, you know. I should sing it like how Drake sings, isn't it?
Okay,
yeah,
go on.
Can someone give me like a? Dun, 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 tsh, dun, dun, dun. All right. You bitches really get
Please never do that.
Okay, we'll never do that again.
Never ever do that again.
It's 20 to 12 here.
No matter what time it is,
17,000.
Hard food carryout.
I've
got
been standing for 20 hours.
Now we said, you bitches really get carried away, making mistakes, then you beg me to stay. Got me wiggling on you like I'm arrogant Tay. You got my mind in a terrible place. Arrogant Tay. Who's that?
Arrogant
Tay.
Arrogant. Arrogant. Nice capitalized.
Was that that little girl?
Sounds like a person.
Wasn't that little girl that used to flex the bear doll?
Whipped and changed you like American slaves.
Oh,
that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to put this. You've heard it. It sounds like he's sing crying. That's what I'm trying to do. My voice is cracking. It sounds like he's sing crying for this.
He does sound like he's crying on
this. This multimillionaire.
I know.
Player, mansion, own jet. Why is he crying?
It's
honestly. Whoever was in the studio.
I met the nigga you four could replace. How were there even comparisons made?
He sounds whiny.
When was the last good Drake song?
Hey, I like Her Loss.
I don't know what song that is.
No, the album which you know on average.
Last year.
I like...
Okay. And then the album before that was a dance album. And I did like that as well. But it's not really a Drake song, so is it?
In terms of This is what you missed last episode. We were talking about...
We're looking forward to what Drake puts out as Drake. This is the first time Drake's going to be Drake.
Drake's not Drake anymore.
No, but he's going to be Drake now.
Nah, he's not.
What's he going to do now?
Drake is public figure Drake that makes a lot of money doing bullshit. Drake is public figure Drake that's one of them that spends bare dough gambling, doing nonsense.
I don't think there's any hiding place for Drake now.
There isn't, but at the same time...
You can't hide behind a dance album. You can't hide behind 21 Savage. This is your follow-up to CLB.
What?
This is Drake again.
What was the last track that you can say has got good replay value from Drake?
I really liked her last album. So I liked the 21 Savage album.
You like that?
Yeah, I listened to it a lot.
I'm going anything off like Views, maybe something off More Life around then.
But okay. Well, I love, More Life is the last Drake album I loved.
I checked out after More Life.
Yeah, okay. I loved More Life.
Timbo. Okay, so what would you say is replay value? What song?
More Life.
More Life, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now,
no, but that album, that's what I'm saying, yeah. That's the era, that's the last era that I remember of Drake. That if, like, I'm going to get hyped to a Drake tune or try to pull up a Drake tune, it's going to be from that era or before.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this ain't the latest I could get on you bitches. Send wires on wires on wires like Idris. Like, fam, relax, bro. Like,
so that is a shit bar as well, you know.
That is a terrible bar.
It's just out here wire transferring your Albedo.
And then the next line, no. I don't even know if I can sing this. Basically. Lucky that I don't take back what was given. I could have you on payment plan to your 150.
What?
I could have you on a payment plan to your 150.
Is he trying?
Saying is, I think he's trying hard, but he's putting that little bit of edge in it to say, yeah,
it's a bit of both.
Everything's a bit of, you know.
I think he treats girls like shit, you know.
Yeah.
My son did the album cover.
I like shit in general. I think he's like probably...
My son did the album cover. Yo, your album covers are wacky, but my son did it.
Still whack, though.
Like, I know, it's whack.
Tell that little nigga not to draw no more.
You don't even look like a dog in it. Like, that ain't no dog.
Little nigga not to draw no more, man.
For the beasts.
You know what I'm saying? Again, there's a shit is for the fridge only. Goodness. Release that to the world.
Yeah. I think Drake drew it, you know, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I think Drake drew it and said, yo, this is just put a down this on it. But he showed it to someone and said, yo, what do you think of my album quiz? Like, oh, you son draw that? Said, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
But yo, payment plans for to your 150. This guy's mental. Sick, you know?
I just think I just think that because he's kind of checked out, everyone's hearing it in the music and he knows that, yo, regardless of what I put out, they're going to soak it up anyway. And I don't care. And it's a sad state of affairs. However, what's going to make him change? Because the market share is still going to gravitate towards him. And irrespective of, because people are so dumb nowadays, you see, if he couldn't do this in, he couldn't do this 10 years ago.
Nope.
And because he couldn't, he would have maneuvered differently. Now, because he sees, yo, all these people are putting out crap and they're still making records and they're still selling. So I'm going to do the same. I'm just going to literally jump in the studio for like 10 minutes. I'll make a crap song, put it out. They'll love it just because it's going to have something catchy. And or I'll put someone that they like on there and they will play it on the radio.
You know what, good. You just said, oh, he couldn't have done this 10 years ago. He wouldn't have wanted to do this 10 years ago. 10 years ago, he was still pushing himself creatively and trying to make good music. Honestly, I think it's, someone said it is a product, is a brand, is it's album time. I'm going to put something out there. But like, what can I do? Yeah, it's music, but I'm still Drake. I'm still bitter with women and, you know, let me get Scissor on there so it's a bit more credible. Like,
You know what? To be fair,
I need to get into this last little verse as well, you know.
I know you. I'll let you get to it now. But in terms of last piece of music, I can say I listened to that Drake was some Scorpion.
And parts of Scorpion was really good.
Scorpion was good, you know, because I still think that tune, even for his singing, I liked.
Dark Lane demo tapes.
That was all right. Not too bad on lockdown as well. But I think
singing on
Don't Matter to Me. With Michael Jackson. I still love that tune, you know.
Can't still.
Just because it's the man of the Michael Jackson part of it.
Drake has a song with Michael Jackson.
And I think
he's completely non-stop. That religion.
Yo.
Oh my god.
Yo, do you know what
I mean?
Episode 6, man. Let me know. Let's live a bit, man.
But aside from that, he's checked out, man. He's chilling.
Is he like his Kanye experimental era in it?
No, not
on the same, but you know, like, where to the point where Kanye had acknowledged that he'd built himself up to a point where it's like, okay, I can now do whatever I want. Whereas Kanye's a bit more creative, so he's actually trying to be creative and push himself. It's that same thought process of, like you were saying, people are going to soak it up anyway.
But with Kanye, you know what
I'm
it is?
Gonna give
Kanye,
them whatever.
With Kanye, I can see a tiny bit of direction.
Yeah,
Kanye,
I don't know.
I'm on about Poop the Scoop.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I'm saying? That was a thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
with. I don't think Dre wanted a tune. You know?
I don't think he did.
Yeah. I think Dre probably. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was sick.
Bless Luda, man. He tried.
That's a bless Luda.
But yo, listen to this. Because he does kind of rap on. I don't know if you, man, even got to this part of the song.
No, probably didn't.
Probably
he started not rapping, but, you know, reading out his notes from his notepad. Yeah. So it says, ignore the year. It says, January. What is that? January, you pretend to see life clearly. Oh, wait. January, you pretend to see. I'm trying to think of the flow that he uses. January, you pretend to see life clearly, yearly. February is the time you put the evil eye and the pride aside. You know, I can't remember the flow, but it starts breaking down the months. January, you pretend to see life clearly. February is the time that you put the evil eye and the pride aside for the fantasy of getting married. Very scary. March, got you already second-guessing titles. April, spring is here, and just like a spring, you start to spiral. May brings you some warmer days, poolside getting very tan. June, have you moving ice cold, going back and forth with a married man. July. That's when I found out July'd. You see what he did there?
Yeah.
You see what he did?
Aubrey Graham, you fraud.
Let me hear this. Let me see if it's the right clip.
Oh, we're on in August. Oh, the leader is there. Everyone halfway through the year, you know, let me look.
I love this song, you know. It's the way that Luda tries to ride the beat and it's just not happening.
And it didn't sound, yeah.
Sorry.
It's in August, it was baby this, baby that. Like you got your tubes. September, we're falling off, but I'm still the man you're trying to win over. October, it's all about me. November, got you mood boarding for next year and you're single. December, the gift giving moment, for now you're trying to rekindle. He hates women.
He chats bare shit.
Nah, he just hates women, you know.
I look at...
That is also true.
Whoever...
I don't actually know what jaded means.
He's jaded. I think one woman's hurting badly and he's just taking it on the rest of them. But what is he expecting? He's Drake.
No, but he came out on a Marvin's Room thing on a smooth, wet nigga shit. Like, he was not a cool guy. Don't you remember when Drake was a meme? Do you not remember when, like, he was, like, a full-on meme because of how he used to chat about Gyal and how much of a simp he was? Like, he was a full-on meme?
Hey!
Okay.
Only I'm laughing at this, you know.
I thought you was breaking back out.
No. It's just... Oh. You ain't even heard a song of you. The A is worrying.
What, this is a tune. I locked it off. It started to hurt my ears.
It did. It's A.
Yeah, we weren't really feeling it. But like I'm saying, Drake was a meme. Don't forget. Drake was like a whole meme because of how much of a simp he was. And then out of nowhere, he became like the most successful artist in the world.
And he's a tongue gangster.
Super rich. Got braids. Got fake abs.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, you said... that Drake can do anything that he wants.
Yeah.
I think that's running out, you know.
It's starting to run out now because I'm getting bored of him.
I just think if this is another flop album, and I mean flop by Drake standards, because obviously it still does numbers or whatever, but if this is another underwhelming album, I don't think he's going to have the world in his palm anymore.
He still will, just because he's who he is.
I don't think... Not musically.
Stan Cole ain't going to let him go, you know.
Maybe social media. Drake is the caption guy now.
Yeah.
So, I'm listening to Drake.
He says it on loads of songs. Oh, I'm going to make a song. You know, put these Instagram captions.
Yeah, I don't think he hasn't really said that, though, has it?
Yeah, he has.
As he said...
He's acknowledged that. He makes
I feel like everyone always says, yo, I'm listening to this Drake album for some new captions.
No, he said it. I'm pretty sure I'm not someone that listens to Drake a lot.
That's even sadder.
And I defo know that I've heard that in a bar of his. Was it? Yeah, but I know I've definitely heard it. But I think because of Stan culture, he's not going anywhere, bro.
No, I'm not saying he's not. I don't think he's going anywhere. I just don't think he's going to have the world in his palm anymore.
He currently doesn't.
It's slipping.
He hasn't for a while.
But
if you're asking me, it slipped a while ago.
But I feel like you need like a pinpointing moment. Is it like a sliding? You know what that sliding doors moment means? When I thought you usually know these things.
I feel like it is. I feel
you
like
the trivia guy. Well, I feel like this album probably gonna underwhelm. And everyone's going to be like, you know what? Drake's actually falling off.
Is he in his 40s yet?
No.
Nah.
He's just chilling, bro. He's just chilling. So it's one of them ones. It's a case that because music is the state that it is, and because he is in the position he is, in a position of power, and is in a position of, no one's really going to try me. So I can just do what I want, while out, and still make money. Because I know that all these younger guys that are coming up I'm still better than them.
So basically, he's done, isn't it?
He's done.
He's done.
He's just making music
like people would make put it on SoundCloud.
When was the last good Drake era? I'm going to say more like it. Then when was the last like banging Drake summer tune that you even like wanted to give us like a banging tune for the summer?
The last banging Drake tune was...
Drake, do you know Drake feature?
What was it called?
Because they'll still find a feature.
You are? What was that song called?
Drake and Future last year.
Which one?
With Thames.
Wait For You.
Wait For You, yeah.
But that's not really a banging summer tune.
That was the song of the song of the year last year.
Huh?
Wait For You was the song of the year.
Yeah, but it's not a banging tune.
I'm Wait For You was song like, of the year.
I'm talking like not, I'm talking not happy to hear like,
not for me. That was not my song.
Life is good, and it wasn't good because lockdown came straight after.
Yeah.
Life was not good.
Yeah, in fact, that's why life was no longer good.
I'm on about literally, what's that song called?
Last year when they had it was song of the year.
It was in everything. I don't think
that makes it song of the year. Is it My Feelings? No, it isn't.
Oh, no, yeah, Scorpion in My Feelings. It's probably when he...
The
fact that we have to have a debate about it and no one can just clear-cut say...
Nice For What?
Yes.
In My Feelings, for me.
Nice For What?
I feel like that... Nice For What was the last...
Nice For What?
That was probably... Nice For
wasn't
What was...
bigger than In My Feelings.
Huh?
Nice For What wasn't bigger than
I don't even know what In My Feelings is, fam.
You do, man. Everyone was doing a dance.
People were doing a dance.
Shiggy and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're probably getting confused.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait, okay, so
in my feelings. Yeah, Kiki, do you love me?
Juice loves getting these Drake vocals off. Yeah.
Loves slowly. He loves
any chance to sing.
Not just Drake.
Slowly.
Yeah, Drake's easy to sing, though.
You get me? Okay, so it's either way, didn't those two songs come around? Those songs came around a similar era, though. There was like probably within a year of each other.
Yeah, I come when I come like this, though. What's going on?
Just out here in our swish. He's like, oh, return back to me. Okay.
I've got a target on me or something. Like, what's going on? Shooting at me.
But yeah. Ah, don't play.
Just relax, man.
Fuzz Aubrey.
Yo, you don't know what that man's like, you know?
Get me.
He wants to get paid.
Nah, he's a sick individual, to be fair. I mean, he's hurt, man. Pray for Drake still.
Absolutely not.
Not praying for Drake.
Absolutely for Drake. The fuck not, bud.
Why not?
He's rich.
See, am I praying for Drake? You happiness? Don't want me to tell you why I'm not paying for Drake. you don't want to know why I'm not paying for Drake.
Does money buy happiness?
He's mad rich.
You think he's happy? That don't look like a happy guy to me, you know. You think he's happy? I don't think he's sad. I think he's troubled.
Content, I think. He ain't troubled.
Shall I read his lyrics again?
Don't.
That's overheating. Wow. I think he's troubled.
I don't think he is.
He's definitely... Drake is troubled. Drake is upset. He had a song called I'm Upset. He's upset still.
Yeah, what's he got to be upset about?
What's Drake got to be upset?
Really and truly.
Because he's spending bare money on girl and they don't love him.
That's his choice.
That's his fault.
But how else is he meant to make women not fall my in fault love with him?
You know... Oh my God, I've just clocked it. So he was a simp, yeah, that everyone made fun of, made bare dough. He thought spending money on all these girls was going to fix his problems and it hasn't.
You've just clocked this.
I've just clocked. I don't give a fuck about Drake. You think I sit and think about this? We're having this conversation. It's just come to my mind. I don't think about Drake. I don't think about Drake ever.
Okay. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. It's sad, man.
Yeah. He's
someone just
his dad's got a banger though. Shout out Dennis Graham.
New tune out.
I don't know about new tune, but the one that he did release, it was a banger.
But
hope. Hope
I'm not
well.
Praying for Drake.
I hope all's well in the Graham estate.
I'm not praying for Drake. No offense. I got other people to pray for.
Yeah, but you got plenty of prayer.
Drake would never pray for me.
Drake would not spit pun me if I was on fire.
That's not how prayer works. That is not how prayer works.
But also, he doesn't care about me.
That's not how it works. You wish well on everyone.
I don't wish him bad.
I don't wish him bad.
Do you hope
he's not praying for him?
Do you not wish that he one day finds love?
I don't care about his love.
I don't give a shit.
You're in a cold, man.
What? Drake needs to find, like...
You know what? Listen to that tune, yeah.
I don't care.
Man, is hurt.
I don't care.
Drake. Aubrey. Give me, like, 500 bags and I'll start caring about your life.
Yo, Drake.
He's hurt, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Send me 5 million and I'll pray for you.
Memories.
I'll pray for you.
How old are you?
26.
Oh.
I'll pray for him every day. Why? Sims 5 mil.
Nah, because like I said, when Drake blew up, 2010.
Yeah.
You was like in school, didn't it?
Yeah.
What's that
guy do with anything?
Nah, because...
Why are you doing that?
Don't try and return the rattling.
No.
That's
easy
now.
Don't try to return the rattling.
No, honestly, I'm not... What? 2012, was you married?
Me? Yeah.
See, the Take Care era.
Land, you put land.
The house, the house party era. Every house party had Drake playing. And it was like...
If you also went to the club in a shirt and...
That was way before 2012. 2012 had it sorted out then.
I was all right.
Did my year at uni, figured some stuff out.
Figured some stuff out, came with a clear mind.
Yeah, came back.
And Drake's where you landed.
Fam, Take Care, era, Club Paradise, Tap My Name on You if you know it's real. All them, all the house parties that were on around them times there. Like, it was a time to be alive.
It was a good time. It was a good time to be alive. Not gonna lie, but I think
singing Crew Love with the girl them.
No,
she loving the crew. She loving the crew.
That was not an opening to sing, you know.
He's that wasn't an opening.
Memory,
he took it. He took it.
Yeah.
He took it.
We take the ball and not go. Take it home now. Just go home now.
No, but you know what it is, because I'm trying to hit like weekend. You know, weekend things are very high in it. I can't do that there. Yeah. It's mad, isn't it? Yeah.
The weekend.
And I didn't like the feature of... you know,
and even
like
when he sings low.
Like, even on Diddy's album.
What did you say, sorry?
I didn't like the feature.
On a Diddy album?
Yeah.
French Montana's on there, isn't it?
French Montana. I didn't like it.
What?
French is all right. It's all right.
What? 2023,
he's not a good rapper, but French knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
he knew what he was doing.
It's not a bad rapper, but he don't really miss... It gives you something. Pause. No, but you don't really want what... No, I don't even want to finish that sentence. You ain't the guy for French. That sounds wrong as well. How do I save me, man? Someone, please. You know, it's 2 minutes past midnight, yeah. I've burnt 0 calories today.
I stood for 0 hours.
For 0 hours.
No, but French keeps one, man. It keeps one.
That's all right to say,
that's okay, isn't it? Keeps one.
Keeps what?
A good song.
Okay.
It keeps it straight. Okay. Clear. French Montana makes a good song every now and then, somehow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Did you listen to anything else about that?
Nah. Oh, I started Magic 3 today. I feel like I've heard enough to say a little bit about it. But
I heard some of it. I heard some of it. I was like,
I just feel like, again, I didn't live with Magic 2, but I feel like Magic 1, even the Kings, I feel like it was a bit more Nas and Hit-Boy trying to be, not modern, but, you know, sound like today.
Yeah.
I feel like the last two just feel like we're trying some old nigga shit again.
Yeah.
I feel like he's put out bare music recently.
It's a lot.
Well, Magic 2 came out
maybe 2 months ago. The past 3 years.
Six albums in 3 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
This is the last one, so...
A lot of music.
But for the last what Magic to come out...
Yeah, you can still do it, but we know you can still do it.
Well, we don't now. But I don't... Yeah.
Why are people obsessed with ruining their legacy?
Nah.
But you know what it is? I don't find him ruining his legacy. It's just that I'm okay. I get it. Like,
exactly. I'm not saying you can't. He obviously can't ruin his legacy, but I'm saying
no, he can.
You can, but I'm saying obviously.
Look what Drake's doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Nah.
He's done so many things for hip hop, and he's had so many great tunes, bodies of work, whatever. And it's like, right, cool. What, you didn't need to do this because now it's gonna get to a point where in maybe 10 years' time, people look at your discography and then just like completely just disregard everything past a certain point.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying for certain people. I feel like Nas is probably cemented.
Yeah.
He can do whatever.
Now he can, but I'm saying there's going to be a point if these albums like super stank, people would just choose not to acknowledge them.
I think because
Illmatic will always be Illmatic. It was written. Stillmatic. God's what? Godson. I'm going to say God's plan then.
Nas is Nas. Friggin' so it's a case that irrespective of what he puts out, he's low level. He's still going to be better than 98% of what people put out.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah. With his dad. God.
Great album.
Is it Streets Disciple? Yeah. Nas is cemented. So this now is great. It's great.
So at the end of the day.
So what would you rather? What would you rather him do? Like literally, just people. Would you rather like people just like cement their legacy and then just die?
Like,
do you want people to just die?
Well, everyone's gonna die at some point.
Do you want them to
sorry
die?
To break
you,
the news.
Like you want people.
Sorry to break. Why are you wishing death on people?
No, I'm asking if
this is the payback. This is the payback, isn't it?
He's gonna return the rattlesnake. It's alright, Alfermi. You can't get me.
I get it.
I've asked the question.
Alright, ask your question again, fam.
Do you want people to die?
Do I want people to die?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
What the hell has that got to do with anything? Oh.
Nah, he's
anyway, no. Do I want?
Trying to return the serve.
Do I want people to rattled? Die? No.
So why can't people cement their legacy and then make more music?
Because I think sometimes, yeah, you just gotta stop making music, innit.
But maybe Naz wants to make music.
Okay, cool. But like, listen to it in your own car by yourself. Like, do you know, like, you just keep it close in it, like, you don't have to, like...
Don't put it out for anyone else to hear.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes just enjoy your own shit in it, like, just, like, cool, if you want to still rap for yourself, you want
to
prove
to
yourself...
rap to me.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? You want
to
prove that you still got it, like...
It's still good, though. It's still good. It's quality. It's still quality.
You know
it's still high quality. However, I think because we've heard the last few projects, and we're like, okay, cool.
We get it.
Cool. Give us some time.
I mean, I feel like Naz definitely had a point to prove with the whole Naz picks bad beats.
Yeah.
So he's locked in with Hit-Boy. And he's like, see, I told you. You know what I mean? Six times. It's like, we get it, man.
Literally.
We get it.
That Kanye album and Naz,
Ages badly,
that was bad.
I listened to it since, but...
Kanye's a knob sometimes, you know. Do you know how many people just give him bad projects to? He's such a...
Probably gassed him up. Says, "Yo, this is the hop. Listen, your life's gonna change, fam."
You asked.
Gassed him up big time.
Absolutely ruined Teyana Taylor's album that he gave her.
Oh, that was at that same time, though. That seven album.
Ruined. Wasn't there like a thing with that whole good musical? That there was like a whole period where he was just shaking everyone's album.
Yeah, we had bipolar then, man.
Oh, he only had it then. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, no, that's when he acknowledged he had bipolar. And then after that, he was like, "You know, I ain't got bipolar."
This is what he said.
Man had selective bipolar.
No,
know.
He said
selective.
The album cover said, "Yo, I hate having bipolar. It's great, or I hate me." And then literally,
actually,
the next album is like, "I'm not bipolar. It's a superpower." Might be the same album actually. Yeah. That's how you know.
That sounds like bipolar.
A couple good tunes on that album, you know.
So that's why it's ruined man's album and women's albums. It wasn't all there, man. Pray for Kanye as well.
I'll pray for Kanye.
Wyoming.
Are you gonna pray for... So are you going to pray for Kanye, not Drake?
Because Kanye is just a different person. Kanye is just a different animal. Different
I'm not life. Praying for him either. Sorry.
Kanye needs help in his direction.
Drake needs help.
Drake needs help. I could have you on payment plans to get 150.
Spend wires on wires on wires like... Idris.
Okay, so
I don't know where
that's a hurt guy, you know.
That is what we'll have for the Huffy podcast.
That's a hurt guy, you know.
He is hurt.
That's hurt, like yo.
He is hurt, but is he hurt? Is it hurt, or was he just an idiot in it? Like why? Like you really out here spending giving bare girl surgery? She still didn't want you. She still went and fucked another rapper that's not as famous as you.
But
doesn't
what
rap as good as you?
About,
and now it's made you question your whole life.
Nah, it must be over that by now.
Yeah. What would you do, though, if you was Drake? What would you do differently to find love?
What would I
love?
Do if I was Drake?
To find love, yeah.
To find love.
Mm. Also, love you know, with Jordan,
plain and simple.
I just remember this thing. I went to the cinema the other day, and she's got one Audi advert in it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Have you seen? Not with that. She's in the most London-y of London areas, yeah. But it says Warsaw.
I know.
Absolute shambles.
What kind of Warsaw is this?
That is not Warsaw. There are no nitties, yeah. There's no boys running around with machetes. Yeah, that is not Warsaw.
What player is this? I have never seen that
what
in my
kind of
life.
Dalistan is
that? That is not karma.
Now, what big up though for reffing, because she could have just said, yo, London.
She doesn't really rep Warsaw. She kind of, she can.
That's reffing Warsaw.
That's the first time she's repped it since she bust fan apart.
I feel like,
no.
Nah, I feel like when you see Georgia Smith, it always says Georgia Smith, Warsaw singer.
Fam,
in an interview. Oh, she grew up in Warsaw.
Come on, bro. Relax.
I've seen Warsaw.
Where have you seen this?
I've seen Warsaw attack.
Where? I can't recall the article.
I've definitely
you're
seen
making it.
I'm definitely not making up anything. I've definitely seen Georgia Smith, Warsaw native. I've seen this. I've seen it, bro.
Warsaw native.
I've seen it.
No way, man. Referring to Warsaw. Early Expressing Star articles when Blue Lights came out.
She took Drake to Warsaw.
Yeah, so?
Because Drake was trying to clap cheeks, man. Yeah. So a man said, I'll come to co-op in Warsaw.
My man would have gone anywhere to clap them cheeks.
And this is why he's jaded today and ain't got no gal.
This is why sad. Man came Warsaw once, he's vexed.
Came Warsaw. Ruined his life.
Yeah. Yeah, even sitting in the tune, had me driving like 2 hours to see your parents. Like, I was in London, you brought me up to Warsaw.
Ain't fuck all going on in Warsaw.
You get me?
I've never heard
Drake complain about a trip.
Your mum's yard, your single bed, and what's going on here? A vibe?
What is this?
Co-op.
Co-op.
Yeah. I thought you were taking me in a coop.
Yeah.
Like, co-op.
You said you'd go into the store, this Best Cut Stadium? Best Cut?
I thought it was what the Best Cut.
These aren't real.
What is these?
I just think Drake is, in terms of when you said, what would you do to help Drake? To be honest, he just needs to really focus on himself, focus on his craft, and really go after these bars.
You think that's how Drake would find love?
In terms of finding love, to be honest, bro, he's done for.
Yeah, he's done out here. I think Drake might even be at this place where I was talking about. He couldn't like comfortably just not make music anymore.
Yeah.
He should just stop.
In terms of looking for love, though, it's mad because when you get to a certain amount of richness, like
it's long.
If
are you telling us firsthand?
If you're that rich, yeah, you're either looking at other artists or other people in that bracket. However, all those people have a past.
They all shag escorts as well.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, they all just pass around the same 15 women. So it's like, but these same 15 women all are, like, unhinged women that aren't regular women. They only care about being given shit.
Yep.
They can't cook you a meal.
No.
They can't look after your yard.
No.
They can't support you emotionally. No. They can't do nothing but look pretty and take away your things. Can't get.
So now we understand why he's so sad, innit?
No.
You don't understand why he's so sad.
Because he's hella rich.
He's hella rich and he can't even find a good woman?
No, because you still...
If I was hella rich and single, I'm sure I'd be able to find a woman.
What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah, if you was Drake,
go to church.
Give me Drake's money for the day, and I bet you'll find a girl.
Exactly.
That's what Drake says. Nah. Before every album.
Nah.
And he starts crying again.
Give me Drake's money. All right, give me Drake's money and lifestyle for a week.
Yeah,
and I'm finding the love of my life.
So now I'm married.
100%.
Nah, that's what.
Easy. 100%.
Pray for Drake, man.
No.
You should do applications.
You think you should do applications?
What if he went on The Bachelor? Oh, if we did it, I don't care.
Not you.
That'd be pretty media applications.
I'm surprised he hasn't done that. He probably has.
Yeah, if he went on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Nah.
Because you just get bare. It'd be like a mix between The Bachelor and Bad Girls Club. It'd get weird.
And you know what's sad? I feel like if Drake did it, it would be like a music video.
Do you know that I prefer Drake as a comedian? I think he's a very funny guy. Like, I think
we
didn't
even talk about the Halle Berry.
Oh, yes.
Slime Jig, isn't it?
You know, I saw that.
Did
you see it?
The song's called Slime On You, and then the single was going to be a picture from the Teen Choice Awards or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, where they see
Halle Berry was covered in slime.
Yeah.
So he must have messaged and said, yo, Halle Berry.
Yo, Halle Berry.
Yo, Halle Berry.
Can we use this picture?
He said no.
And she said nah.
He said no.
He tried to use it anyway.
He didn't use it. He just posted it off on his Instagram.
Yeah. What a knob, man.
Not.
That's why you ain't got a girl, you waste, man.
Exactly.
She was not happy.
But that ain't a
happy. How you gonna disrespect Halle Berry like that?
How you gonna do that?
She posted.
Even J Lo didn't want you, fam.
I know. He cried over there. Like, have you listened to Teenage Fever?
Cried over everyone?
Yes.
Yeah, Teenage Fever. I love that song.
He's cried over everyone, man. Maybe it's his own fault, though, man, because you can't do that. Like, do you know, like, he was just living out all of his... Do you know, this is what I'm saying? He went from being uncool to being mad cool out of nowhere. So then he started chasing all these mad popular girls. For no reason. It's a mess.
Go on.
Drake's a mess.
Tell me the words I sang it.
I didn't care. I
was... The matter with Drake, like, this...
I love that song, Drake, like, you know.
I can, like...
Like,
for example, Teenage Fever. I don't know what it sounds like.
I don't know what Teenage Fever sounds like.
Yeah, if you used to say to me, Teenage Fever.
I don't know what the song sounds like. But there's a lot of, like, songs on albums that I've never heard before. Then they'll end up on, yes, end up on, like, a playlist somewhere, like, oh, this is Drake. Is this new?
Oh, I didn't. Yeah.
No, it's not my bag.
I don't know why I did that.
Welcome to our new segment.
Oh, yes,
karaoke.
Yes, yeah.
Like,
your heart is hard to carry after dark. You're the blimp of what we could have been, because look at where we are.
I don't know why I did that.
Your friends are scared to tell you you're in too far.
He's grinning as well.
He loves it. He's probably loving
it. I love this song.
Funny that it's always...
I want to hear the high note. Go on.
You know what? That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to take the deep, babe.
Go.
Bare calculations.
I met someone new last.
Yeah, I cut it.
New last night that we came to.
I'm auto-tuning all of Jesus singing on this episode.
And I'm going back there tonight.
Change key, you know.
Yeah, I can't. I can't hit them.
I'm fully putting auto-tune on every segment that Jesus singing.
And you know what's on my mind, yo? The man's sad, you know. But it usually sounds good when it's sad. It usually sounds cool. That just sounds like, yo, help. Like, I need help. He needs help, fam.
He doesn't need help.
You don't need help.
You, man. Yo, money ain't
that. Stable relationship.
That's help? He needs help finding one?
Okay, well, stop being a waste man for starters.
Yeah, nah, it should still. Did Halle Berry bad.
Anyhow.
Did Halle Berry bad still.
Any more music?
Also,
I don't think
there's any more podcasts. It's up to wrap up.
Corinne Bailey Rae just dropped Friday too. I haven't taken that yet. Bailey Rae. She's back.
Corinne Bailey Rae?
Yeah.
Is that the one that was riding the bike?
Yeah, girl, put your records on. She's back.
But, yeah.
She's back. I need to take that in. She had a lot going on in her life.
Sit down. What going through for
Corinne?
Yeah,
husband passed away.
Many years ago. Jeez. Yeah. Mad. No way.
Yeah. So she's back, so I'm excited to listen to that.
Corinne Bailey Rae.
Oh, you know what I listen to? Colin. Youssef Days.
Serious. Youssef Days. Good stuff.
Black classical music, it's called.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's the one that you said to. Yeah. I did actually want to check that out. It sounds interesting. Is it black classical music?
Jazz fusion.
I'll get to that. I thought you were black.
But you want to listen to Drake.
No, black. 20 past 12.
He's 20 past 12. He stood 0 hours.
He stood 0 hours.
Burnt 3 calories.
You don't watch Top Boy?
Nah, I haven't watched.
Yes.
It.
Yeah.
You haven't watched it?
I don't care about stories.
I refuse to watch shows that keep us. I refuse to watch shows that keep us, like, confined in the spaces of the, you know.
But you know what? You know how I was saying, yo, season 2, the writing, yeah. This season 3 was just, nah. I'm not even going to say trash. It was just a wrap-up job. It was like, okay, let's end this show over 6 episodes.
Spoilers. Okay. I know.
You don't like watching it.
But watch him guess the storyline perfectly. Facts.
Yeah.
And I guess that. Did Sully kill him?
Yes, of course he did.
Did Sully kill him?
Facts. Yeah. Facts.
But did he though?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Yes.
I don't know. I always feel like in films, when you get shot in the stomach, it's just keeping the door open for you to come back. Unless it's a headshot, then your character's done.
Over money, over power.
Basically, yeah, he was. Because Deshane's a waste man.
Like, he is a bit.
Deshane's a waste man. This man, yeah, was trying to do everyone dirty. How can, yeah, he be running away from Sully and my man, start shooting at them, then when Sully shoots him, he's like, you shot me!
He's like, yo, you robbed me.
I said, yeah, you robbed me,
fam. So he robbed Sully.
Yeah, and yeah. No. It's
Sully was getting robbed for the whole season. Yeah. I don't know what was going on.
The fact that that money even got robbed to begin with. Yeah. Like, my girl's just weird for that. And yeah the episode.
It was all a mess, man.
Yeah, it was a big mess.
It was all a bit of a mess.
But it was a wrap-up job. It was like, okay, how extra can we take it? But also,
yeah.
Like, there was writing. What was the writing?
Exactly, like, why were they writing? Like, when the little ginger girl got run over, the car was, like, coming around the corner at about, like, 5 miles an hour. Like, I don't know, like, how she was X'd like that. That didn't make sense. So Shane was running around Summer House for about 2 hours with a duffel bag in the midst of a riot.
It was 1 hour, but yeah. I
swear to God.
Nah, literally, it got wild. It's like, yo, I need to leave the country because I'm back. They're coming for a murder charge, basically. So it's going to pay someone 250, half a million?
Or some bricks.
Yeah, some bricks in the end. And he's just running around with the bricks.
Running around in a duffel bag. Whilst there's a riot.
So, bear in mind, the bricks belong to Sully.
So, with that being said,
yeah.
Did any of it have to do with Jamie?
This is where I think the season fell. Yeah, so that's where I think it fell apart. Jamie, obviously, they killed Jamie in the last season. And then they've come back to film this season, but his brother didn't want to be a part of the show anymore.
Yeah.
So they had to write his character out of it. So then you only had the little brother. And then there was only so much that they could do with him, I guess, age-wise, to where he was.
Yeah.
And then, like, everything else around it. I feel like, with intent, they probably had more. They wanted to focus maybe on Jamie's family more, but because of how the other guy didn't want to be involved no more, they couldn't. So then it forced them in another direction.
I got to episode 4. I just thought it was 10 episodes. So I clicked on it to see what the episode, the title was called, whatever. And I said, I was like, 2 more episodes.
Mm.
I was like, this is done. Like, I was looking forward to seeing where the story goes from after the Irish thing.
Yeah.
Are you just going to shut up an elderly home?
Elderly home birthday party. I heard that.
And yeah, bless. We can live life now. Like, no.
Yeah, but that's just the show in general. I think it's just be getting shot everywhere and nowhere for no reason.
Yeah, but again, season 2's writing was actually decent. I think the writing of season 2 was good.
Just to wrap it up.
Season 3 was just a wrap-up job, yeah.
Personally, I don't think that the second regen of Top Boy came close to the original.
Different, knowing it. Totally different.
First one we'll see.
Same show.
First one we'll see.
I don't know. The first one, was it 3 episodes a season?
I don't know, but it wasn't long.
But it was dramatic. It was back in the day when English TV was dramatic.
Yeah.
British. It was just well written when Michael got dashed off the balcony. I was like, oh my God.
When they killed Kamali and buried him. Mad.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, the second regen of Top Boy felt far too Hollywood.
Yeah. But it's this day and age, isn't it?
It's, age,
it's the
isn't it?
10 episodes. It's the binge, watch the whole season. Like, again, I'm sure Top Boy, the first one came out weekly and it was like 3 episodes.
Four, I remember.
Yeah, like good 3 point. Episodes and it was weekly. So 1 week, my man got buried. 1 week, my man got dashed after. It was like, rah, this show is wild. And that was over 3 episodes. Over 3 weeks. Whereas I watched 6 episodes of Top Boy in
a day?
5 hours.
Yeah, well, yeah, not you know even. I mean?
So...
It was all right. It was all right, but like it's weird.
Big up though. Big up Top Boy.
See, you know why it was trash? Because Drake.
Nah, it wasn't trash though. Wasn't trash.
Also, didn't like in season 2. Moldy, his character is a bit crap.
Yeah, season 1 wasn't a fan of that.
Yeah. You didn't like Moldy.
He was out of jail, and Dave's just moving like a psycho.
Characterization is a bit like. Come on.
Yeah. A bit extreme in it, like. It felt like, do you know how you hear that, like Kano and Asher D really came close to not finishing the seasons? And I feel like it's because they're seeing everything that we're all seeing in it.
And the only
serious parts that seemed relatively serious were their parts.
Yeah.
So it seems like they've probably said, yo, I'm not doing that. My character's not doing that. And that's all they fought for, but they couldn't fight for everyone.
Yeah, and everyone.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Is that what they said? I want to watch interviews, isn't it?
They've both said in interviews. They've both said in over probably the last 2 seasons that they've filmed.
Yeah,
that you've heard the same talk of. We've had to argue with producers or whatever.
I heard that.
Talk to the writers, and I feel like they couldn't. They couldn't fight for everyone or the whole script. They couldn't take charge of the whole script. And I feel like that's where you see their characters have somewhat a similar, like a seriousness to it.
Yeah.
Then everything else is just ridiculous.
But then it is, I don't know, I'm on both sides because it is TV at the end of the day.
No, but it's TV at the end of the day. These guys, they're portraying something that they really care about.
At the same time, you pay that to
but they really care about what
they're doing. At the same time, because you're investing your time, effort, and you're kind of like putting yourself into
credibility
it.
I don't know. Yeah and no, because it's like, okay, if you hire me to play the Joker, I ain't gonna then turn around and Joker's too wild. Juice would never do this. I'm gonna be the Joker.
You know.
Also, you have never at any point in your life been the Joker.
Caribbean food, like left, right, inside out. Yeah, Jamaican food. You know it. Go work at Turtle Bay. And cook it the same way how they want it. You're gonna be like, whoa.
I'm not on Turtle Bay and say, this ain't how you do it.
But
I'd have to. I'm a paid worker for Turtle Bay.
That's different though, because the fact is, Top Boy, the main attraction was Kano and Asher D.
So maybe that's a bad thing.
That's the different thing where it's a point that no. This show is based around us, and we don't want our role and our kind of our image and whatever to be portrayed in this way, so we'd want it in this direction.
I don't know if that's a positive though. I don't know if I'm not too sure.
But it might be.
But I feel like if you turn around and say, "Yo, I'm a writer and I can see Sully's character," and I say, "You know what? There's potential for him to, you know, become a mad beast," and you know what I mean? Or Deshane's. I feel like Deshane's character, especially, was very one level.
I feel like Deshane's character is probably the most accurate.
Okay, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to be accurate or are we trying to entertain?
No, I'm just saying in terms of like in relation, I don't really care. But I'm saying in terms of what that show's trying to portray, in terms of character development, character arc, personality traits, his is probably the most accurate in terms of man on the roads. He's really out there for himself. He'll claim that he's riding, like it's the streets personified. If anything, that's the biggest lesson of the streets.
Yeah.
Where, you know, where man will say, if you go to jail, where are you, brethren? You might die. Where are you, brethren? They're going to forget about you. This guy, he constantly just shows you, no matter what happens, he's only ever bothered about himself.
To the fact
that the show's concluded with him robbing his best friend throughout the entirety of the show to save himself.
Mm.
Like, that sounds like the streets personified.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not saying that, like, I don't really care how accurately they represent the streets, but at the same time, if you want to represent something, you have to do it with credibility.
Authenticity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It depends on the direction. I feel like if they wanted to get really wild with Top Boy, I wouldn't have been.
The reason why I say it's good not to get too wild with a show like that, it ends up like Power. Where you're like, oh, come on.
Exactly.
But at the same time...
You're going to find Park...
Power's a great show.
It was.
Power's still a great show.
The original Power with Ghost was... Power is a great show. Blew off the handle a long time. Probably season 4 to 5. That's when it started getting wild, with a capital wild.
Okay, but you know what though? And we could probably have this conversation off camera, but Power was wild from episode 1.
But it got so stupid to the point, like, there's little things that just don't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but...
But I understand.
From
I understand
episode
it's just
one,
to drive the narrative and push the story forward, but it just becomes more stupid and absurd. More absurd. It's like... Are you gonna stop and try and tell a story now?
Like, you've almost just crossed over into.
But at the same time, like, Power was very entertaining.
Cartoon fiction, not even very entertaining.
No, it got crazy. It did get crazy, but it was.
But the thing
very
is
entertaining.
Also with something like Top Boy, they're not trying to be Power. They're trying to be, The Wire. They're trying to be The Sopranos. They're trying to be...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah and no. That's what I'm saying, literally, depends on what you want to do with the show. Yeah. But for the writers to say, I'm not saying this will happen. But if the writers are saying they want to do a certain thing and the actors are saying nah, is it on the actor to say nah?
Yeah, I would say so, because they have, they feel like they're...
I mean, if I'm the producer or the director, I want the show to look how I want it. I'm not saying I could force the actors to do anything.
They feel that they're connected to their character. They're not just like playing a character. They're putting themselves into this.
Into it. Bring it to life.
They're not just being employed, yo, do this job. Like, play that. No. They're trying to... Why did Heath Ledger play such a really good Joker? Because he became
the Joker.
And it showed...
And that's why that Joker...
Would you be the Joker like Heath Ledger?
I'd love to put in that performance.
But it's not just a performance.
You know what I mean?
It's part of him.
So the man should have became the Shane.
But that's what they're doing, trying to protect that character.
That's where they came from.
From being doing all sorts of clownery and foolishness, that they all things that they didn't see that their character would do.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, let's just wrap up because this doesn't need to be
a deep dive on acting.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm gonna say.
What topic is that?
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear what you said, you know.
We had more topics. What was
more topics?
I didn't know what
that was. I didn't know what that was.
What time is it, Juice?
Is that what
happened? Half 12.
Half 12. Oh, God,
is that your latest vocals?
Had no dinner.
No, I said more topics, sir.
Oh, see.
We slowed down
what you said that fast.
Yeah. It was just natural.
So, like, share, subscribe. Big up every single person that has, you know, interacted on social media. Really appreciate it. Always love it. Follow TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Threads.
Anyone? Nah.
Obviously the YouTube.
WhatsApp. Broadcasts or channels or whatever this thing is called.
Yeah, this new Instagram broadcasting. So.
Mine's still Twitter still.
Keep watching.
Bless. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Peace.